Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Good morning to all of you on the First Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. God bless you, and God is so good and so kind. We praise Him and thank Him for. I'm going to ask all of you this morning to tune in with me in prayer. Amen. God is so good, and we want to just talk to Him a little while this morning. Heavenly Father, we do thank You for all Your goodness and kindness, and thank You for every person on this prayer line. Thank God for all persons who reverence You, God, and give You praise and adoration. We pray that You look on this prayer line this morning, and Holy Ghost, take over, take control. I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and we thank You for it, Lord. Let the blood prevail. In Jesus' mighty name. Now bind the enemy on every hand. The blood of Jesus avails against the enemy, and we thank You for it. God, pray for forgiveness for all sins of omission and commission. Bless the prayer line in the name of Jesus, and give grace and mercy in the name of Jesus. Dispatch some of Your warring angels to fight against everything that the enemy is trying to do to Your people here on earth, in the name of Jesus. Now bless those who have come to give You praise and adoration. Bless those, Lord, who are going through trials and tribulations. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, thank You because You lift up a standard against it. Your word cannot be a lie, Lord, and we stand on the word of God. Thank You because we enter into Your gates with thanksgiving and into Your court with praise. We're grateful to You, and we bless Your holy name. Thank You, God, because You are so faithful. You're always there to lift up Your people and help us, and we just thank You. Now, Father, this day, let it be a bumper day for Thee. Bless this prayer line in an ultra awesome way. Thank You for all the testimonies of the people who have given You praise and glory for what You've done for them through this prayer line. Now, God, I'm asking You to even make it a greater blessing. A greater blessing. Let no cancers be greater than what You do on here. Heal completely. Heal all cancers. Let no diseases be greater than Your anointing on this line. Heal all diseases. Let no trouble be greater than You, Lord. Take care of all trouble. Fix it. And God, those who are on the street, homeless, help them. Those who are in prison, help them, God. And those who are down, help them. Pick them up. In the name of Jesus. And those who are wounded, help them. Those who are bruised, help them. And we give You glory for all things that You do on this prayer line. Thank You, 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 thank You. Nobody like You, Lord. And we praise You and appreciate everything that You're going to do today. Look on Ambassador Hagen, Lord. Oh, God, and she's at the hospital with her husband. Look on Bishop Hagen and heal him and bring him out. Completely blessed and and well. Thank you for what you've done. And again, we give you praise and adoration. Yeah, thank God. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on the line today. Thank you for all of the new people. We welcome you. Welcome to the line. Amen. I hear you. Thank you, new people on the line, because those who are veterans know that you don't get by the phone and get busy with paper and against the sheets and all those things. Thank you, and you're moving right now. We appreciate it. God bless you. I want to just say good morning to everybody on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
And let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
All right, this is the home, Amazing Grace, our church at this prayer line. I've decreed it as the home of the praise check. When I say praise check, I want to see, I know you got to praise, because anybody who has been asleep last night, you didn't know your heart was beating. Anybody who was asleep last night, you didn't even know you were breathing. But some way, somehow, God let you breathe and let your heart beat probably over 1,000 times. So you don't know nothing about it. You got a praise check, whether you know it or not. You got to praise. Now, praise check is to see what level your praise is on. And if you got to praise, I want to see where you're on. Well, you got a praise. Got one to go. Let's give him a praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name today, God. Oh, praise you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Good morning, God.
Thank you.
Morning, Holy Spirit. Hello. We welcome you today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lordy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I love it when people praise the Lord. And if I love it, how much more you think God loves it? Oh, thank you, Jesus. And to those who have a praise report, amen, we're going to hear it in just a moment, and we're going to thank the Lord for you. I want, you know, I feel like, Lord, I've asked, you know, I've prayed for so many of you many times, and Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line? Right, she's with her husband at the hospital. She may hear us, and she may come on to give us instructions. All right. As many times as y'all heard instructions, amen. And is there anybody on the line who would like to give the instructions? This precious lady who normally does, her husband's in the hospital. Have compassion on us. Amen. Is there anybody who can give instructions? If so, open the line.
God bless you. Can you hear me, ambassadors?
We certainly can.
Praise God. Our instructions for the first fruit prayer and praise prayer line is that when we are on, we have a couple, 1 to 2 minutes to talk, to explain ourselves. If we're asked and we identify ourselves when we come on, we acknowledge everyone on, and we respect each and every one. We respect ourselves as well as the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, we also refrain from any coughing, sneezing, hacking, snoring in the line. Praise God. Amen. It is. It, it, We refrain from any coughing, sneezing, hacking in the prayer line. And we know that many have Bluetooth. And if you have a Bluetooth, please put your phone on silence when you're coughing or sneezing. And if you feel like you can't stay awake, you can press *6, and that will mute your line. You can also mute your phone, and we will not hear the background noise because it will distract and the whoever is speaking at the time. And we do want to keep these acknowledgments in mind so that we can help improve the line as we grow in the spirit of the Lord. God bless you. Have a wonderful time.
And while you're there, Ambassador Pfeiffer, would you welcome any newcomers? Amen.
God bless you. Amen. If this is your first time calling First Fruit Prayer Line, we cordially welcome you to come again and again and again. Join us in the presence of the Lord, where we are giving God the praise. We are lifting his name up. And if this is your first time coming on, please bring someone else when you come on again. And we want to welcome you in the name of the Lord to the prayer line to pray. And we also do our prayer requests. And if you have a prayer request, we acknowledge that as well. And we do pray that God will heal, deliver, and set free. So God bless you. If this is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please come again and bring a friend. God bless you. Have a wonderful time today on the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Prayer Line. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
God bless you. I thank you so much. Beautiful. Let's see if Ambassador Hodges is there, if she can give us convention information. We're coming up on that pretty quickly here. And we want to welcome all of you who come to Kansas City. It's going to be awesome. Amen. If she is, great. If not, we'll give it. Amen. Are you there, Ambassador Hodges?
Yes,
I am. Beg your pardon? Can I hear you? All right. God bless you. All minds and all roads are leading to Kansas City on June the 9th through the 12th. We've got some wonderful things that we're planning for you. And the hotel that we're staying at is the Hilton Garden Inn. Amen. And the number is 913-342-7900. And you can make your reservations. Tell them that you want to register with First Fruits. Amen. They'll have give you a wonderful rate of $99 there. Amen. God bless you. We're looking forward to you being here, and it's going to be awesome. I said to the blog line, I believe, last night, God revealed to me that while you are here at the convention, he's going to fix some things for you back home. Amen. He's going to fix some things for you. Amen. Hope you receive that. I do. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. All right. Just want to get some praise reports and some prayers here today. I just want to find out who on this line realize how good God has been to you. If you do, say so. Show some sign. Say something. Me on this line. Anybody realize how good God has been to you? Let me hear you say something.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This is Sister Lily Mays, area code 334, Alabama.
Oh, my Lord. Good to hear from you, Sister.
Praise the Lord. It's just a blessing just to get on here this morning. I've been getting on, but I've been on mute because my mother, has been sick. She's been going through a lot, Ambassador, to all of you, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson, Dr. Betty Johnson, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, Elder Stern, Pastor Lacey, Ambassador Lacey, just all of you, Ambassador Hodges. God bless all of you, because Ambassador Pfeiffer has been standing with me. She's been reaching out to my family and my mother. She's been the doctor, done gave her up 3 times, and she's still here. She's in the nursing home. I'm by her side all the time. I'm with her. But she's got a tube in her nose. It's feeding her through a tube. So I'm just praising God because she's done started talking and done started just communicating with the nurses, the doctors, and everything. And I just thank God. God has been so good to me and my family, and he's been good to all of us, and I just want to take this time and just say thank you, and thank all of you for your prayers, and I haven't forgotten you. I'm praying for you, too, but I'm just
right,
at a
right there?
No, she said, I came home last night to get some sleep. She's at that nursing home at Warren Manor. And my sister's there with her now.
All right. God bless you. Well, I want you to stand in proxy for her. I want to pray for her.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know you can't hold both of them up, but hold at least one hand up.
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father,
thank you.
I deliberately not pray with emotion because
thank
I don't want to prove that this is. I just want to ask you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look on Sister Lily Mae's mother.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Ask and it shall be given. And
yes, Lord.
Say, any two of us shall agree on earth.
Yes, Lord.
Touching anything that we shall ask in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
It shall be done for us of the Father in heaven. I just want to touch and agree with Sister Mays.
Yes.
That you were your mother. Absolute, awesome miracle. I'm asking you to touch her by your grace divine. And we love you for it, Lord, and we appreciate
yes.
it. We thank you for it. Thank you for your blessings upon her in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Let me just for a moment deviate, well, not just for a moment, but for a few minutes, deviate here. And I'm coming back to you, Sister Mays. Would you stand by for a moment? Not for
yes,
a moment,
yes, yes, sir.
A few minutes is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, sir.
I promised the people on the blog last night that I would do something, and I certainly want to do it. Amen. Now, sometimes if I say something and I get busy with something else, you got to remember, you put yourself in my place. Some of y'all have been over programs, and you forget people on programs. You forget this or that. You got a lot on you, and I certainly got a lot on me. And you know what I'm talking about. Any leaders on the line, you know what I'm talking about, because there's so many things that are coming at you. So I'm not trying to do that. I just got a lot of things on my plate. This is just one of them. Amen. But I want to read this scripture to you all. And I want y'all to, who have your Bibles closed, go there with me because this is going to bless you. I preached a message on Sunday, and the message is called Pray for Your Friends. I know I'm your chief ambassador on this line. Many of you, thank you for all the respect that you've given to me. Thank you. This week I declared that y'all can call me anything you want to call me, except anything that's not of the will of God. But if you want to call me pastor, if you want to call me chief ambassador, If you want to call me a doctor, I do have an earned doctorate. Whatever you want to call me is fine. If you want to call me Bernard, that's fine. My mother, Ed Lee Johnson, who recently passed, gave me that name. It means a lot to me. And whatever the Lord leads you to call me, that's fine. I want to just demonstrate to you that there is no respect of persons on this line, and nor are we about titles. God blessed us with those things, and thank him for it. Just like if you respect, if you've got a bishop, and you respect him and call him bishop because of your respect for him, that's a title. And God gives other blessings and elevations and titles. But I want to let you know that we have the title, but the title does not have us. It's like you can have a car. You can have the car, but don't let the car have you. Don't treasure it so until it becomes almost like a god to you. Amen. It's like a man. You can have a man, but don't let the man have you. Don't treasure him above God or the word of God. It's like you can have a house, but nobody can walk in the house without, you know, pulling off their shoes. Don't get the house. Don't let it have you. God can bless you with some new carpet. And so thank God here on this prayer line. I'm dropping titles this week. Amen. Whatever you want to call me is fine. I want to talk to you from Job 42 and 10 just for a few minutes. And I want to ask you, thank God for you respecting me as your chief ambassador, but I want to ask you today, would you allow me to just be your friend? Please, please, let me be your friend. And let me be your real friend today, real friend, because real friends are precious to you. Amen. They're not sheep. They're not wolves in sheep clothing who have come to destroy your ministry and come destroy everything about you. Amen. The enemy can send people who are in disguise as friends, but they're not really true friends. The enemy has sent them, and he has sent them to destroy you. I want to be your true friend today, and you'll see why when I read this to you. In Job 42 and 10, it says, and the Lord, capitalized L-O-R-D, and the Lord, emphasis on the Lord, he turned the captivity of Job. Then it says, why? And the Lord turned the captivity of Job, and it says, when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And then it says this, also, in addition to that, not only did he turn the captivity of Job, but it says also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. My God. Before, Job was the richest man in the land, the richest man in the land. And now when the Lord gives him twice as much as he had before, he becomes above the richest man in the land. He's still the richest man in the land, but twice as much as that. What did he do? I looked around the scripture. I just saw in the text that he did one thing, and it was simple to do. Job prayed for his friends. Oh, my God. He just, you have to see it for yourself. It's Job 42 and 10. Now, most of us on this line who are mature Christians know the story about Job, about how the sons of God came before the Lord, and the enemy was with them. God challenged there. There was a challenge made, and he said, have you considered my servant Job? And God said to him, have you considered my servant Job? Mm. He's an upright man, all the land, etc. Then the enemy responds, you know, he doesn't serve you for naught, and etc. But Job went through a lot in that situation. God just removed his hand from Job for a while. God didn't kill his children. He didn't kill his cattle. He didn't take his home. All that. God didn't do that. All he did was remove his hand. And I want to just say to you that all of y'all are here this morning because God's hand is still on you. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You don't want the Lord to remove his hand from you. Amen. Follow directions. Hear God. Don't let him lift his hand. I've heard people at funerals talking about, God took my mama. He took my mama. God didn't take your mama. God took my son. No, no, no. But one thing you don't want him to do is remove his hand from you. I treasure the hand of the Lord over me, protecting me, etc. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise in judgment, the Lord will condemn. Because his hand is on me. Is his hand on you? Treasure his hand being on you. Job here, the Lord just lifted his hand, and the enemy was able to get at Job. Took his family. And a lot of y'all have lost maybe a daughter, a son, or a loved one, but you never lost 10 children at the same time. Job lost his whole family at the same time. I've heard y'all grieving for this one person, or that one person. But can you imagine every one of your children dying at the same time? Job experienced that. Wife turned on him, everything else. And you know the story. But, and then here's where I'm trying to go. He had some friends. They came to visit him. Let me give you a scenario where we can see this thing more clearly. You in the hospital. Let me just use a name. Ambassador Stern, you in the hospital, and you got some friends who come to see you. And when they come to see you, they don't tell you, oh, you're going to get well. We're going to pray. God's going to heal your body. God's going to give you a miracle. Oh, God's going to touch you. I believe you're going to come out all right. They don't offer any encouraging words. All they do is sit down there on the floor before you, and they look at you for 7 days and don't say nothing. And you can look at their faces and see on their faces, because you got the spirit of discernment. You can see that on their faces, they're there to intimidate you because they believe that you have sinned. And then after they look at you for 7 days, then they're going to start doing a discourse, trying to reason and tell you why God is punishing you. See, that in the 9th chapter of Luke, I believe, where that blind man came forth, and the question was asked, who did sin, you or your mama? And the Lord Jesus answered the question, no, he or his mother or father didn't sin. This is done for the glory of God. Your hip fracture is done for the glory of God, for the glory of God. And they didn't say nothing. And then they start trying to do the discourse after that, trying to accuse him. Now, they had really turned, you might say, against Job. His friends turned against him. Friends, loved ones, who Job had been there for. Being the richest man in the land, I'm sure he had helped them financially. He had done so many things for them to show that he was. But all of a sudden, they turned on him. And when they turned on him, they had you can read the discourse there in Job about what they were saying to him. And Job stayed faithful to the Lord. Now, this text here in Job 42 and 10 says, and the Lord turned his captivity of Job. What anything that was holding him captive, anything that was binding him, causing him not to receive the blessings of the Lord on his life. He kept the blessings away simply because perhaps Job had in his heart, well, you know, something against these friends here. But when God turned it away, the blessings start coming. Job, he had gone through the captivity, going through trials and tribulations and going through tests and being wounded and being bruised. And Job was the leader in the land because he was the richest man there. He was the leader, and his friends came against him. Friends wanted him to fail simply because they thought he had done wrong in the sight of God. And so they came against him. But God came into the situation, in the picture, after they had he had allowed them to sit there and then criticize him. God said, this verse here was written in behalf of the Lord. And it says, and the Lord turned his captivity. He turned everything around. He turned all, Job, all the bills around. He keeping him captive. He turned all of the things that are said against him around, and they knew the truth then. Then he turned all of the jealousy around. He turned all the envy around and all the strife and anything that was holding Job captive. He turned it around. What happened? He prayed for his friends. In other words, God blessed Job now. When did he bless him? He blessed him when he prayed for his friends. My mother taught me. She said, son, bless those who despise you or do things to despise you. Love your enemies. Forgive those who do wrong to you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. And I didn't see it then, but when she kept telling me that, I began to see it. Mother Adlai Johnson said, pray for those who despitefully use you. And most of the time, it's your friend who despitefully use you. And I've begun to pray for my friends everywhere. On Sunday, at Amazing Grace, we began to remember those who had been members of Amazing Grace and who somewhat had left, and we began to pray for them everywhere. Pray for our friends. Pray for those. What did Job's friends do? They came against him, but he prayed for them. That's what God was getting him to do, trying to get him to do. Pray for those who have come against you. Pray for them in the name of Jesus. And what happened when he prayed for them? I'm trying to give it to you. Will you hear me? What happened when he simply prayed for those who came against him? What happened when he prayed for those who tried to despitefully speak against him? What happened when he prayed for those who tried to despitefully use him? What happened when he prayed for those who were jealous of him? What happened when he prayed for those who really hated him? What happened when he prayed for those who really seemed to not love him? The Bible says when he prayed for his friends who had come against him, what happened? The Lord gave Job double for his trouble, twice as much as he had before. I want y'all to let me be your friend today. And I prayed and prayed and prayed for y'all every day of this year. All last year I prayed for you. I opened the line for people to pray for you every day. I open the line for people to pray for you every day. I pray for you many of those days. And I don't ask much on this prayer line. The captivity of Job was turned when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. I'm declaring that all of y'all on this line are my friends. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every friend on this line. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless these folks. My prayer is always bless them in the city, bless them in the field, bless their going out and bless their coming in. Bless their family. Bless their home, God. Bless that son. Bless that daughter. Keep them out of drugs. Keep them out of promiscuity. Keep them out of homosexuality. Keep them out of lesbianism. Keep them out of crime. Keep them out of violence in the name of Jesus. Keep them out of prison in the name of Jesus. Bless my friends, all of these friends on this line. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Lift them up, Lord, when they're falling down. Bless their bank accounts and bless them, Lord, in their health and in their strength. Bless them when they walk and bless them when they talk. Even those on the line who are new and, Lord, don't know how to be still, I pray that you bless them, Lord, and help them to understand that as they move so around the phone, it's microphoned, it's amplified all over the land. God, bless our friends. Bless them as they go to church. Bless them to be faithful in the name of Jesus. I pray against the enemy who comes to bind them. Instead, let the curse be reversed. Bind the devil in the name of Jesus and bind every demon that comes against them. Oh, God, and I loose blessings upon them. I loose the blessings of the Lord, oh, God, that they would receive what God has for them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you're going to do for them, and thank you for what you've done for them, and thank you for what you're doing right now. Now, God, if there be any sick, heal their bodies. If there be any down, raise them up. If there be any who are confused, bring peace where there's confusion. If there are any who don't have, feel like they don't have love, God, reverse it and let them know, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Let them know that they're loved. If there's some who don't really feel like they have hope, God, let them know that we're saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for it? But if we hope for that we see not, then we with patience wait on it. Let them know, God, that they have joy. I found out when Mama died that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will sure enough come in the morning. And we ask that you bring joy in their hearts, souls, and minds, and bless them in Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. Bless all of my friends, God, on this line. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm going to open the line up. Bible says here in Job 42:10, for the Lord and the Lord turn the captivity of Job. Some of y'all, the enemy has been trying to hold you captive, trying to hold you down, trying to keep you back, trying to destroy the things that you're about, trying to destroy the prayer line, trying to destroy everything about you that's a blessing to you. He doesn't want you to even be happy. He tries to send distractions. He tries to bruise you and wound you because he doesn't want you to be happy. And he sends all that simply because he's trying to destroy you. But there are your friends around you mainly who try to do that. Why? Because it was up in heaven. The enemy's up to the same thing he was up to in heaven. God was sitting on his throne and Satan was in heaven, created by God. And that hurts more than anything. When you have made people, when you made them this and you made them that, and they turn against you and try to bring you down, they were created by God. God created Satan, and he created all the heavenly bodies in heaven. And all of a sudden, the one he created turned against him and tried to take over heaven. And all of a sudden, he tried to infiltrate the closest ones around God, because God was the leader, and he got one-third of the heavenly host. How did he get one-third of the heavenly host? The only way he could have gotten them is simply try to get the ones who were closest to God, who had influence. And he got them, trying to turn them against God. And when he did, he got them to influence one-third of the heavenly host. He got their influence with them by the turn them around. But God didn't fight the devil. He sent his warring angels against Satan. Yeah, he did. And they fought the angels of Satan and even Satan himself. And the Bible said they did not prevail He did not prevail. In other words, Satan and his angels did not prevail. Michael, the warring angel, and the others defeated the enemy. And let me tell you something. Heaven was rid of them because they kicked them out. Let me tell you something. God is looking at you, and he wants you to be free of captivity in your life. And he wants you to do it by simply that scripture right there. When he prayed for his friends, those who had come against you, those who were jealous of you, those who were trying to do this and do that, those who accepted others in their life, and those who were trying their best to destroy you, amen, he prayed for them. And guess what? God gave him twice as much as he had before. In other words, they didn't destroy Job. Job received twice as much, twice as many cattle. Let me read that verse where it says what he got here. Yeah. He got over here in Job 42 and 12. It says, and the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. I was using Dr. Stern as an example. The Lord gonna bless your latter end more than he did in the years prior to this day. Yeah, more than your beginning. The Lord is gonna bless you. For he had, here it says he had 14,000 sheep. He had 7,000 when he was the richest man in the land. Now he's got 14,000. He had 6,000 camels. He had 3,000 camels, but now he's got 6,000. And he had 1,000 yoke of oxen. He had 500 at first. And he had 1,000 she-asses. He had 500 at first. He had double for his trouble simply because he went through a struggle. And God allowed him to go through. And his friends came against him in the midst of that. The closest ones to him came against him. The ones that he had been a blessing to in that land came against him. And the Lord said, because he withstood it, and even though they came against him, he prayed for his friends. And what happened? God gave him double for his trouble. I hope as I've been talking today, I hope the Lord reveals some things about your personal life and what you're going through and what the enemy is trying to do, to you. And so I want you to pray for your friends today. I want you to pray for every friend around you. I don't care if they're the best friend you got or either people who have been trying to connive things against you or whether they've come against you in any way. I want you to pray for them and ask God to bless your friends. If you'll do it, I believe the Lord will not have respect to persons. He may do you exactly like he did Job. He gave him double for his trouble. He gave him twice as much as he had before. I'm going to open up the line here for prayer here today. Amen. And it's all right if y'all want to pray for me too. Amen. I'm opening myself. I'm your friend. I ask you, let me be your friend today. And anybody want to pray for your friends? Whatever. I'm telling you, God can bless you with double or twice as much as you had before. And that's my message to you today. I hope it has blessed you. I hope it has opened your eyes in the name of Jesus and let you know that there's a mighty, mighty, mighty blessing in it when you pray for people who have despitefully spoken against you and who have despitefully used you. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to pray. God bless you. Ambassador Stern, are you there? Ambassador Pfeiffer, or either Ambassador Hagen, are you there? If any of you are there, amen. He's taken from here, and the Lord bless you and keep you. Ambassador Stith, if you're there, please feel free to take it. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. I want to get some prayers going here today. Are any of you all there today? All right.
Well, praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern. I am here, sir. I had stepped away for a moment, but I didn't step away from you. I had to do something in my family. God bless you. You want me to get the prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thanks of God. We heard that message. Amen. Amen about Job, and I'm sure that's not the first time, and it won't be the last time. And if anyone this morning needing to pray, I had closed up my books. Amen. Praise the Lord. I didn't close up my heart, though. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're here.